Welcome to Gospel Truth with Andrew Womack, a teaching ministry emphasizing God's unconditional love and grace. This special live teaching on the power of the Holy Spirit in the life of a believer was recorded at our 2009 Boston Gospel Truth Seminar and is being broadcast exclusively for our radio listeners. And now, here's Andrew.
And if we were really thinking the way that Paul describes, the way that he said that he's our example, we can follow him and we can do this. If you were to really get caught up, if you were to get a revelation of how much God loves you, if you were to understand how awesome heaven is, then when the doctor tells you you're going to die, you wouldn't start crying and fall apart like a $2 suitcase. I mean, we sing, when we all get to heaven, what a day that's going to be. And then the doctor says, you're going, and you start crying. You could get to where, man, if you really understood how much God loves you, if you were going to die, you could reach out and just kiss the doctor. Oh, this is awesome. This is awesome. Thank you, Jesus. I'm either going to go to be with you, or I believe in healing and I'm going to believe, and if I get healed, I'll just rub the devil's nose in it. Either way, this is going to be wonderful. It's going to be a wonderful thing. People could be telling you, you're going to lose your job, and instead of you crying and talking about how bad it is, say, thank you, Jesus, that if nothing ever worked out here, which I believe it should, and God wants you to prosper, but if nothing ever worked here, I'm going to live in a mansion for all eternity. I'm going to live on streets that are paved with gold. And instead of you griping and complaining about what you don't have, you wanted 5 flat screen TVs and you only got 4. You just pull your thumb out of your mouth and grow up and start saying, thank you, Jesus, that your provision is so great. Thank you that I'm not on the street. Thank you that I'm not living in a cardboard box on a dump the way that we were talking about this morning. I've seen people that have lived there their entire life and have never got off of a dump, living in a cardboard box, 40 years old. Never been off the dump. You could be praising God. Thank you, Father, that I'm not living on a dump. You could be praising God for what you do have instead of what you don't have. But man, most of us, and I'm saying this in love, most of us are so negative because you've not experienced the love of God. You don't know how much God loves you. If you understood how much God loved you, why would it matter what anybody else thinks? You know what? I don't like people rejecting me. I have people come up every time somebody's going to tell me they don't like this, they don't like that. Somebody's going to rag on you. And you know what? I have a lot of criticism and I don't like it. But it doesn't keep me awake at night. I don't sit there sucking my thumb and thinking, oh, Jesus, nobody loves me and everybody misunderstands what I'm doing. You know why? Because God loves me. And I say this in all due respect to you, but compared to God, you're nobody. And I don't care who you are. I don't care if you're the President of the United States. I honor God more than I honor the President of the United States. It wouldn't matter who you are. If you criticize me, compared to God, you're nobody. I had a man come up one time and just rag on Jamie and say all kinds of things. And anyway, I just stopped him right in the middle and I said, hey, who died and made you God? He just stopped and looked at me and says, what do you mean? And I said, you know what? God loves her. I love her. God's accepted us. I just really don't care what you think. And he was like, well, how dare you? Like, I'm so important. You should value my opinion. And I said, you know what? I just don't give a rip what you think. There's a lot of people that are afraid to tell somebody the truth because you might be offended and somebody might take offense. Jesus was so secure in the fact that God loved him that he'd sit there and say things. And his disciples came and say, Master, don't you realize that the scribes and the Pharisees were offended because you said this? And he said, every tree that my Father hasn't planted will be plucked up. They're the blind leading the blind. Let them be offended. He preached such a hard message. People came and wanted to make him king by force. They were going to make him king because they thought maybe he could free the Jews from the Roman tyranny. They weren't in it because they loved him. They saw God as a way to get what they wanted, selfish. And he knew it. And so he started telling them, unless you eat my flesh and drink my blood, you aren't truly one of mine. And the people thought he was talking of cannibalism. They thought he was talking about physically cannibalizing him. And they said, how can we eat your flesh and drink your blood? And instead of him saying, oh, I didn't mean to offend you. Please let me explain. Don't anybody misunderstand. I want to get everybody on the same page. We all want a hug. Let's have a group hug. Let's don't anybody be mad. Let's everybody be in agreement. Instead of that approach, he just said, I tell you the truth, unless you eat my flesh and drink my blood, you have no life in you. He just made it worse. And thousands of people who earlier in the day wanted to make him king left because he preached such a hard message. And instead of turning to his disciples and saying, oh, did you see what they did to me? And, oh, isn't it terrible? I used to be so popular and now everybody's rejected me. Instead, he just turned to them and he says, will you leave also? There's the door. Would you like to go? Let's get it right down to the ones who are truly committed. Amen. You know why he did that? Because he was so secure in the fact that his father loved him. If you are hurt by people's rejection and what they say and do, it's because you don't understand how much God loves you. The only people that will ever let you down are the ones that you lean on. If somebody has let you down and broken your heart, it's because you were leaning on them instead of on God. It's because their acceptance is so important to you. You know, I was walking up the mountain one time with a friend of mine, and we have a mutual friend. I say friend loosely. He loves us, but yet dislikes us and criticizes us and says all kinds of things about us often. And we had discussed this before. And anyway, we were walking up the mountain and he got to telling me the latest thing. Have you heard what he said about you? Did you hear this? And he started telling me how this guy just ragged on me and said some really bad things. And I told him, I said, look, I just don't want to talk about it. I said, let's forget it. I don't care what he says. And so he got quiet and we kept walking up Pike's Peak. And pretty soon he looked at me and he says, why doesn't this bother you? He says, why doesn't it bother you when he talks about you? How come that doesn't bother you? And I said, because I don't place the value on his opinion that you do. I said, the only people that will ever rag on you and bother you are people that you have to have their acceptance. And if you ever get to a place to where God, you understand how much God loves you, you'll just reach a place to where who cares? You don't want to go out and hurt people because God loves them and you love God so much you want to honor Him and represent Him properly to other people. So you will love people because the love of God is in you, but you aren't going to love them because you have to have their approval. You have to have their acceptance. You know, we were listening to the radio. This has been many years ago. Some of you might recognize this song, but there was some song that was on this radio about somebody that, oh, I love you so much, I can't even close my eyes at night because I love you and I just can't stand to be without you. And I mean, I wanted to stick my finger down my throat and throw up. It was like, oh, it's so ugly. And then some of you think, oh, that's wonderful. Oh, you need to fall in love so much so that you just couldn't breathe without this person's love. You shouldn't be that dependent on any person, not your husband or your wife. Am I saying that you shouldn't love your husband or wife? But I'm saying that compared to God, there shouldn't even be any competition. I know many of you don't like that. But you know, Jamie and I, we love God first. And I'm secure in the fact that she loves God so much. And I know that God loves me, that God's going to keep her in relationship with me. And God's going to keep her loving me because I know that that's God's will. If Jamie and I only loved each other based on just us and just ourselves, you know what? That's why marriages fall apart. Because the truth is, none of us deserve another person to stay with us forever. You might be deceived into thinking, oh, I'm awesome. You just don't know me. I can guarantee you, you live with a person for 36 years and you're going to offend them sooner or later. If Jamie gave me what I deserve, Jamie would divorce me. I don't deserve her. But you know what? I know that her commitment to God and her honoring God even more than she honors me is one of the best things that ever happened for our marriage. There's a times I act like a jerk and she still loves me in spite of that because she's got a relationship with God. I'm telling you that if you just are relating to each other because, oh, you can't stand to close your eyes because you love them so much, then you're operating in carnal, emotional love, and it's going to come to an end. That kind of love fails, but God's kind of love never, never fails. You need to get to where you honor God, and then because of that, that's what keeps you, make you have equilibrium in your life. That's what gives you strength. You know, some of you heard me tell this story, but it fits, so I'm going to tell it again. I like this story. But I go to Charlotte every year. I've been going to this church in Charlotte for 22 years, and there's a partner there that has a business, and he has about 30 employees, and he invites me in and says, the clock is running. I'm paying you. Listen to this man as long as he wants to talk. And I get in and talk to these people. It's a company that makes the gold molding that goes on all wood-burning stoves in the United States, come from his company. And he has about 30 employees, and I just tell them about the Lord. And anyway, I did this a few years back, and I went into the break room, and he gave them time off to come talk to me. And I got to lead about 10 of his 30 employees to the Lord and receive the baptism of the Holy Spirit, and it was awesome. And one lady came back who had tried to kill herself the day before. She was an alcoholic. Her husband was an alcoholic. She was on her fourth marriage, and he had just told her that he was going to divorce her, and she couldn't take it. She was saying, I've been divorced 3 times. This will be my 4th divorce. And she says, I just couldn't stand it. And so she tried to kill herself. And that was her first day back at work. And she came back into this break room. And she says, I'm not a Christian like you and Chip, the owner of this business. But I know that God is real. And would you please pray for me that I wouldn't get a divorce? She says, if I got another divorce, I just can't stand it. That's the reason I tried to kill myself. And she was crying. And she says, would you please pray for me that my marriage will last? And I just stopped this woman. I said, now, let me make sure I understood this right. I said, you aren't a Christian, and you know that you aren't a Christian. She said, that's right. I said, if you were to die right now, you'd go to hell and not to heaven. And she said, that's right. And I said, and you want me to pray for your marriage and not pray for your salvation? And she said, yes. And I said, lady, don't you realize that after you've burned in hell for 1,000 years, you won't give a rip whether you were married or not. Who cares about this marriage? You need to get saved. And it's just like I slapped her. She quit crying and she looked at me and she says, you know, I think you're right. I need to get saved.
That's all the time we have for today, but be sure and tune in again as Andrew continues to teach on the Holy Spirit. This teaching series was recorded at our 2009 Boston Gospel Truth Seminar. It's available in a 5-part album on CD or DVD for a gift of any amount. Ask for series RM237 when you make a donation to Andrew Womack Ministries. Be sure to specify CD or DVD. The third CD in this album is also available for a donation of any amount. However, for those who are not able to give, Andrew and his partners will provide this single teaching free of charge. All you need to do is request the third teaching when you write or call, and we'll be pleased to send it to you. Our address is P.O. Box 3333, Colorado Springs 80934. Or call 719-635-1111. Again, that's 719-635-1111. Or go to our website at any hour at www.awmi.net. We hope to hear from you today.